You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Hey, this is Ray Higdon, and today we're going to talk about attraction marketing and what to actually talk about to attract people to you to help you build your business. So what is attraction marketing? Attraction marketing is where you are leading with value, you are giving before you take, you are putting things into the marketplace to attract people to you. And this is used in a lot of different industries. You just may not associate it with attraction marketing. For example, there in the United States at least, there's a building supply company called Home Depot. Well, Home Depot, every like Saturday, I think, they'll have a special class on how to lay tile or how to build a birdhouse or whatever, right? And they attract you to that class. And then, of course, if you want to do anything further on what's taught in that class, you can buy it at the store. You're right there. That's attraction marketing. Attraction marketing could be how when you're walking through the mall, they hit you with that sample of bourbon chicken, right? A little bit different type of attraction marketing, but they're giving you something before they take your money. Now, that is how good marketing works in today's world. So good marketers, they do Periscopes, they do Facebook Live, they do blog post videos, some kind of videos, right? We put value out there to people for free to attract them to them and to attract them to us. And then possibly they may hire us as coaches or they may purchase a product from us, et cetera, and so forth. That's how attraction marketing works. Now, most people, they don't understand that. And they just think that there's just a sea of people online. And if you can just get in front of them with your sales message, you'll get some of them. And for the most part, you know, sometimes that's true. Sometimes just getting your sales message in front of more people will get you more sales. However, if you get willing people to look at your sales messages because they actually trust you and you've built rapport with them, you have a much greater chance of making more sales that way. So the question is, what do you talk about? Where do you find ideas for content? Where do you find ideas for topics to lure people to you, right? Potential prospects, potential clients, et cetera. So this past weekend, we actually did an event called Top Earner Marketing Bootcamp. And this is an event that more than likely will run every single year. And we had people from Singapore, Sweden, Ireland, Turks and Caicos, UK, all over the world, UK, all over Canada, all over the United States. All of them came to, it was conveniently located in my area, Fort Myers, Florida. And we attracted people here and then we taught them hardcore marketing, how to build their brand online, how to attract more people to them. And so I dropped a lot of good ideas around creating content and what topics to talk about. And I thought I would share a couple of them with you. So whoever it is that you're trying to attract, all right, you want to know what problems do they face, what desires do they have, what do they like to talk about, where do they need help, and again, what problems do they need to solve in their marketplace. So a few of the different examples that I gave is using anything from Amazon bestseller lists, for example, in any niche, whether it's candlestick making, network marketing, weight loss, skincare, travel. In any niche, there are always best-selling books on Amazon that are for that particular niche. Well, think about it. How did it become a bestseller? That's from people buying lots of copies of it, right? So what you could do in a very, very easy fashion is literally go to Amazon, look at the bestsellers list, and look at the front cover, the back cover. You can look at the index and the table of contents, and that will give you ideas about what people that are looking at that niche are interested in knowing. Now, this works for any niche, right? One of the other examples that I gave is the grocery store checkout line, right? When you are checking out at a grocery store, in at least in the United States and possibly other countries, you'll notice that there's magazines that are strategically placed along that counter so that while you're waiting, you're tempted to pick them up and flip through them and possibly purchase them. The reason they've made it to the grocery store line is because they are the highest selling magazines in the entire grocery store. Now, that's not because they're on that grocery store line. It's they earned it, then they made it to the grocery store line. That's an important distinction. It's not just, if they slap a some, you know, How to Be a Clown magazine on there, it's probably not going to sell that well. It'll sell better than if it's in the back of the store, but the reason the magazines are there is because they already sell the best out of all the other magazines in the store. Well, you can look at those magazines, especially if you're in health and wellness or weight loss or anti-aging or something like that, and you can pull amazing content from them. You can look at the headlines. I can assure you they're the best copywriters in the world because they have a split second to draw your eye to that magazine to get you to want to buy it. And so look at the content, look at the headlines. What words are they using that you could possibly use in yours? What problems are they solving that you could possibly use in yours? So that's just one more place. Lastly, I'll share with you a tip that also works for any niche, and that is forums. Forums, for those that may not know, a forum is an online gathering of people around a collected idea. And the majority of forums are going to be people that are griping and moaning about some kind of problem in their life. Well, a good marketer will study those problems and then work to solve those problems. Now, I'm not saying that you go into a forum and you start prospecting those people on the forum. Use them as an intelligence database and see what is it that people really struggle with. What are the words that they use? What are the topics that they're hungry for? What problems do they have that you could possibly solve in your content? And if you take any of these three approaches and start to really think about what does my marketplace need, you will start building a following. You will have people reaching out to you. And a lot of times people ask, they're like, Ray, how do I get more followers? Well, be someone worth following. And the way that you do that is by creating good content that your marketplace is interested in, and then they attract to you. And then hopefully you have some marketing in place that will help them get on your email list so that you can market to them, et cetera, and so forth. There you go. There's three really unlimited tips. You can use those tips for the rest of your life and never run out of content ever again for whatever marketplace that you're in. So I hope you got value from this. And by the way, if you want my full formula on how to build your online brand and also how we do attraction marketing through our blog and how we come up with content that provides a lot of revenue, a lot of sales, and also a lot of leads, feel free to check out our training at rayhigdon.com/blogging. That's rayhigdon.com/blogging. That is a training that you can attend for free, no charge. And I think that'll really help you out on how to position yourself as an authority and how to attract more people to you.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company. Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.